Police: Chicago sex offender severs man's fingers with samurai sword. By Olivia Rondo on March 15, 2024. A 65-year-old Chicago sex offender has gone back to jail after allegedly severing a man's fingers with a samurai sword during an argument on Tuesday. Gerald Davis is accused of carrying out what Judge David Kelly called the brazen, bold, and violent attack, which police responded to in the early morning hours of Tuesday due to a noise complaint, CWB Chicago reports. The 61-year-old victim was found leaning on a vehicle in the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood, bleeding from both hands and missing some fingers, officials said. First responders saved him from bleeding out by using tourniquets. Davis was seen nearby, allegedly tossing a samurai sword. The Chicago Police Department announced in a press release that the suspect was arrested 20 minutes after the alleged attack, at approximately 2:26 a.m. Prosecutors argued in a detention petition that Davis had gotten into an argument with the victim before allegedly punching him in the face multiple times, grabbing a samurai sword from his car, and beginning to use it. Davis allegedly chased after and struck the other man with the weapon while threatening to kill him, documents obtained by the local crime outlet revealed. By the time police arrived, the victim's head and body had been struck multiple times. He had suffered several severed fingers as well as nerve damage. But doctors were able to reattach all fingers besides a thumb that reportedly could not be saved. In Judge Kelly's decision to retain Davis as a public safety threat, he called the alleged attack brazen, bold, and violent and pointed out the accused's disturbing criminal history. Not only does he have previous convictions for attempted arson and battery, but Davis is also a convicted pedophile. According to the Illinois Sex Offender Registry, Davis sexually abused a 7-year-old when he was 42. Nearly a dozen mugshots from his various run-ins with the law in Cook County date back to 2004. In this most recent case, the 65-year-old has been charged with attempted murder and 2 counts of aggravated battery.